the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce, topping our report this hour. Could New Jersey become a red state in November? A new independent poll shows Donald Trump and Joe Biden neck to neck heading into the fall election. Trump actually holds a 1-point lead in the poll. George Bush was the last Republican president to win New Jersey in 1988. Trump told New Jersey 101.5's Bill Spadia he believes he can win New Jersey. President Joe Biden warns that a Supreme Court ruling granting presidents broad immunity from prosecution would make an unchecked Republican Donald Trump more emboldened to do whatever he wants if he regains the White House in November's election. Biden has been under intense pressure after his debate performance against Trump last week. He urged Americans on Monday to think carefully about their decision and signaled he had no intention of dropping out of the race. Atlantic City is making an effort to address its homeless population.
In a place with a long history of homeless people living under the boardwalk, Atlantic City has launched an effort to prevent people from sleeping on public property and instead connect them with shelter and services. The city plans to enact the policy in September. It comes days after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that municipalities can ban homeless encampments. A fire in mid-April killed a man in a homeless encampment under the AC boardwalk. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The lightning storm over the weekend reportedly claimed the life of one Seaside Park resident. The National Lightning Safety Council says run to safety once you hear thunder.
The greatest thing that people need to know is that there is no place outside that's safe in a thunderstorm.
According to the council, there were 14 related deaths last year. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Any weather concerns for 4th of July? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Plenty of sunshine and warmer through the rest of this afternoon, but the humidity will stay low. Highs will be in the mid-80s. It'll be in the mid to upper 70s at the shore. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Low temperatures within a few degrees of 60, so still pretty comfortable tonight with clouds and sunshine. A warm day tomorrow. Still not that humid, though. High temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. It'll be in the upper 70s at the shore. Very warm for the 4th of July. It will turn more humid with clouds and sunshine. We'll have to watch for a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon, especially across central and North Jersey. High temperatures 85 to 90. At the shore, it'll be close to 80. Very warm and humid into Friday with clouds and breaks of sun and the chance for a thunderstorm. Highs close to 90. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Flemington 82, Freehold also 82, Pennsville 83. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by MyPillow. The $25 extravaganza is going on now. Get a two-pack of a multi-use MyPillows for just $25. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-315-0584 and use promo code JERSEY for free shipping on orders over $75 today.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.